All right, in this lesson we're building a Selector Dub style warehouse intro in Ableton Live 12, tuned for jungle and old school DNB energy. Think of this as the opening of a tune that's warming up in a concrete space before the sub finally hits and the room starts moving. It's not just ambience, it's a DJ tool, a tension builder, and a proper runway into the drop. We're aiming for something clean, dark, and functional. The whole point is restraint. You want the listener to feel the system, the room, and the pressure of what's coming, without giving away the full tune too early. That's the Selector Dub mindset. Minimal, confident, and heavy with implication. First, set your tempo around 170 BPM. If you're leaning more old-school jungle, anywhere from 165 to 172 BPM works really well. Then in arrangement view, block out at least 16 bars for the intro, and 32 bars if you want a proper DJ-friendly section that can be mixed in cleanly. Before you add any sounds, decide the job of each part of the intro. A good breakdown is this. The first 8 bars establish space and mood, the next 8 bars introduce movement, and the final section starts hinting at the break and bass language of the drop. That way you're building in phrases, not just looping a vibe. Create 4 lanes in your head, or literally group them if you like. Atmosphere bed, percussion or break fragments, dub effects and delays, and sub and tonal hints. That structure keeps the arrangement readable and helps you avoid clutter later. Start with the atmosphere bed. This is the warehouse air, the room tone, the rain on metal, the distant hum, the vinyl hiss, the industrial murmur. If you've got a field recording or some textured source, great. If not, Ableton can absolutely do the job. Load something like Operator or Waveatable, generate a noise-based texture, and then shape it with auto filter, reverb, and utility. A nice starting point is a slow-moving bandpass or low-pass filter, somewhere around 500 Hz to 4 kHz, with a cutoff moving gently over time. Add reverb with a decay anywhere from 2.5 to 6 seconds, and keep the dry/wet modest so it feels deep, but not washed out. Use utility to trim the level, so the atmosphere stays well below the drums. If you want a more authentic grime to the texture, put saturator before the reverb and drive it a little, maybe 1 to 4 dB, with soft clip-on. That gives the atmosphere a hardware-like edge instead of sounding too clean. In DNB intros, that mid-range haze is doing a lot of emotional work, but the low end has to stay clear for later. Now bring in a dub chord or tonal stab. This should feel submerged, not shiny. We're talking about a short, ghosted chord rather than a lush pad. A simple minor voicing works well, root, minor, third, fifth, and maybe a seventh if you want tension. Keep it in a mid-low register so it feels weighty, not airy. Operator, analog, or Waveatable all work here. Give the amp envelope a quick attack, a short decay, low sustain, and a fairly short release. Then filter it down with auto filter, maybe somewhere between 250 and 900 Hz, depending on the tone. Add a little echo or delay for a proper dub throw, and reverb for space. The key is not to overplay it. One stab every 2 or 4 bars is often enough. We want implied harmony, not a full chord progression. Next, program the drum ghosts. This is where the intro starts speaking jungle. Don't load in the full break yet. Just suggest it. Use chopped classic break fragments or build from kick, snare, closed hat, rim, and a couple of break slices. In Live 12, you can use simpler slice mode or drop the break into a drum rack and play the slices manually. Focus on tiny details, an offbeat hat, a ghost snare every couple of bars, a muted kick pickup, or a small fill at the end of a phrase. For old school flavor, swing matters a lot. Try a groove around 54 to 58% if it suits the break, and don't be afraid to leave some hits a little loose. That human, chopped feel is part of the culture. If the breaks feel soft, use drum bus lightly. A little drive, a touch of punch, and maybe very little or no boom, depending on how much low end you want in the intro. The goal here is a broken pulse, not the full groove yet. Save that energy for the drop. Now add a controlled sub hint. This is where a lot of producers overdo it. In a Selector Dub intro, the sub should feel psychologically present, but physically restrained. Use a pure sine from Operator if you can. Keep it simple, maybe one note, maybe two at most, with long sustains and very sparse movement. Run that through saturator gently, then EQ 8 to remove unnecessary mids, and keep the track mono with utility. No stereo tricks on the sub. The low end has to stay clean and authoritative. If you want to suggest motion, automate a very subtle filter or volume swell, but do not turn it into a bass line yet. Think pressure system, not melody. Now let's set up the space. Put 2 return tracks on the session, One for dub delay and one for long space. For the delay, echo is perfect. Use a darker tone, feedback somewhere around 25 to 50%, and try sync values like 1/8 dotted, 1/4, or 1/8. Filter the repeats darker than the dry signal, so the echoes sit behind the main hit instead of competing with it. For the long space, use reverb with a decay around 3 to 8 seconds, a little pre-delay, and a proper low cut so the sub stays clear. Keep the return fully wet and control it with send amounts. Then automate these sends so they only bloom on certain hits. For example, push a delay throw on the last hit of a two bar phrase, or let the reverb open up on the final chord stab, before a transition. If the tail starts muddying the groove, sidechain the return or duck it with a compressor. This is where the intro starts becoming a scene instead of just a loop. Automate the atmosphere filter, the send levels, and the volume of the break ghosts or dub stabs over time. You can also open the high end slightly as the intro progresses, just enough to feel like the room is waking up. A solid arrangement path is this: bars 1 to 4, atmosphere only, maybe one distant hit. Bars 5 to 8, add filtered break ghosts. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the dub chord stabs and the sub hint. Bars 17 to 24, add a little more rhythmic detail or a reverse texture. Bars 25 to 32, prepare the drop with a final tension move. Keep it phrase based so a DJ can read it, and so the energy has somewhere to go. One of the best moves in a DNB intro is the pre-drop vacuum. That means stripping things back for half a bar or a full bar right before the drop. Pull out the room tone, cut the delay send, mute a hit, or let a short silence hang there. That little hole makes the incoming drums and bass feel huge without actually needing to be louder. In this style, subtraction is often more powerful than addition. If you want to glue the intro together, route the atmosphere, percussion, and dub effects into an intro bus. Keep the processing subtle. A little EQ shaping, a touch of glue compressor with maybe 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, and a tiny bit of saturator if needed. You want the section to feel like one room, not like a polished pop mix. Leave headroom for the drop. A hot intro can make the impact feel smaller. A few teacher notes here. Treat the intro like a mix tool, not just a vibe piece. If a DJ can blend into it cleanly, you're on the right track. Keep one anchor element consistent across the whole thing, like the room tone or a recurring delay tail. That gives the intro identity. Also, use contrast and density, not volume. The best warehouse intros often feel bigger while staying almost the same loudness. If it starts sounding generic, the fix is usually not more harmony. It's more texture, more motion, and a better arrangement. Old school DNB gets its character from tone and movement more than complex chords. So if needed, reduce the musical notes and increase the atmosphere. That's often the upgrade. A few advanced variations can take this further. You could build a false intro lift, where the filter opens over a few bars, a reverse hit appears, then everything pulls back before the drop. Or try a half-speed shadow layer by duplicating the break ghosts and warping them down underneath the main intro very quietly. That can give you an eerie double exposure effect without changing the tempo feel. Another strong idea is a cosine motif. Create a tiny 2- or 3-note phrase and repeat it sparingly every few bars, but change the pitch, reverb send, or filter cutoff each time. That gives the intro a signature without overcrowding it. And if you really want grime, resample the intro phrase and process the bounce with saturation, bit reduction, short delay, or subtle pitch drift, then blend it back underneath the original. That gives you dubplate style degradation while keeping clarity. Here's the big mindset: keep the low end psychologically present, physically absent. Make the listener expect pressure before they actually receive it. That's what gives the drop authority. And if you want extra realism, check the intro at low monitoring level. If it still feels like a place when it's quiet, then it's working. So the goal of this lesson is simple: build a 16 or 32 bar selector dub intro that feels like a warehouse system warming up before the bass arrives. Use atmosphere, ghost drums, dub echoes, and a minimal sub hint. Keep it dark, clean, and mix friendly. And remember, the best intros don't reveal everything. They suggest the world, and then the drop steps in and completes the story.